What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Morning Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
Hello, I am back from vacation, and in case you didn't realize, yes, I took a little bit of time off. It's the summertime. I took a trip, but I am back. Yes, I'm back in my studio. And while I was on my trip, I actually had the opportunity to think about some new show topics, to discuss them with my oldest son, who I took. It was actually a business trip, but it was kind of a business trip that was enjoyable. So there you go. We talked about mentors. When I was driving, we were driving along down the highway, and I was talking about some of my life experiences with my oldest son. And I said that I was extremely grateful to have had some of the best, at least in my opinion, and my opinion is valid, some of the best instructors that are available in the United States, some of the greatest minds in the United States regarding firearms and tactics and what have you. And I said, when I said to him, I said, you know, I'm extremely grateful that I've been able to, that I was able to over the last 30 years or so, spend time with these gentlemen. And many of them became close friends and mentors, instructors, coaches, and so forth. But it occurred to me as we were talking that, well, I had a little bit to do with that. I had a little bit to do with that because I put myself into a position where those mentors, those coaches, those instructors, where those teachers had access to me. Now, it wasn't like they were looking for access to Paul Markle, but the fact of the matter is, if you sit at home or you sit in your little tiny pond and you're waiting for the greatest instructors, the greatest teachers, the greatest coaches and mentors to come find you, it's not going to happen. They're not looking for you. Somebody who is at the top of their game as far as, you know, being a coach, instructor, or teacher, they're probably not looking for you. It's your responsibility to seek them out, and it's your responsibility to put yourself in a position where you can be positively influenced by such people. I have an example for you. In 1986, I was only 19 years old, but I was motivated. I had a lot of energy and drive in my body. And I saved my pennies and nickels and dimes. And I mean, I was working for not minimum wage, but a little bit more than minimum wage at the time. I think in 1986, minimum wage was $3.35 an hour, and I was making probably $4.25 an hour working as a field technician for a survey company. And for those of you that don't know, a field technician is a fancy name for the young kid that carries all the crap out in the field and does all the gopher work. That's what a field technician is. But I was motivated, and I wanted to go to an executive protection bodyguard school. And it wasn't cheap, and I was going to have to fly from Ohio to Colorado, to Aspen, Colorado, which would require me leaving from Cleveland, flying to Denver, grabbing another flight, and flying from Denver into Aspen. And as a 19-year-old, like I said, making $4 an hour, I had to save my pennies, nickels, and dimes. I did not have a lot of extra cash, but what I had was motivation. And so I did it. And that putting myself in that circumstance was probably one of the more beneficial things that I've done in my life, because I put myself in a situation where I was able to benefit from the instruction of excellent teachers, coaches, and mentors. And a couple of those guys actually became my mentors over the years. Gentleman that I met in 1986 for, you know, 10, 20, actually one of them I've known now for 34 years, and he is still a mentor to me. But they weren't going to come to small town Ohio to find me. And that is the lesson of the story. Mentors, we've talked about mentors, we've talked about coaches, the difference between a teacher, an instructor, a coach, and a mentor, and how you cannot pay someone to be your mentor. You can pay someone to be your coach. You can pay someone to be a teacher. You can give someone a fee and they will be your instructor. They will instruct you in something. But a mentor is something special, because someone who mentors you has to do it out of the kindness of their heart or the, you know, goodwill. They're doing it because they want to be involved with you on a personal level. You know, often an instructor is not involved with you on a personal level. You go to their class, you give them the money, they teach you what you need to know. You learn it and you move on. But that guy who was your instructor in that class is not going to take your phone calls at 10 o'clock at night. He's not going to, probably not going to spend a lot of time responding to your email. And he's not just going to chat with you for an hour on the phone about, you know, the state of the industry or the state of the world. But a mentor will. Because a mentor sees in you something that you might not even see in yourself. They might see that spark, that energy, that what have you. And they decide, hey, this kid, this young person is worth my effort. But in order to find that person or those persons throughout your life, you are going to have to make deliberate steps. You're going to have to take deliberate steps and make deliberate actions in order to allow those people access to you or for you to gain access to them. Like I said, if you decide, well, yeah, that's great and all, but I'm going to stay where I am because this is where I'm comfortable and so on and so forth. And someday, at some point in time, I will meet one of these great instructors, one of these great teachers, one of these mentors, and they're going to help me out. Chances are that's probably not going to happen. You have to make purposeful decisions. You have to take risks. Yes, I took a risk. I spent a lot of money. By today's standards, it probably wouldn't be that much, but back then it was a lot for me. And I took a risk. I mean, I showed up in Aspen, Colorado with not very much cash in my pocket. I guess my plan was just to eat as much off the morning breakfast buffet as I could. And eat ramen noodles and cheeseburgers or whatever for dinner. But even cheeseburgers in Aspen, Colorado were kind of expensive. The fact of the matter is I put myself in that position deliberately so that I could have access to those mentors, to those teachers, instructors. Having a mentor in your life is extremely important and valuable to your growth as an individual, as a human. But you're not going to get that. You're not going to find that sitting on your couch. You're not going to find that. If you're comfortable and you're like, well, I live in my little pond, my little neighborhood, and this is what I do. This is how I live my life. And if a mentor wants to come and find me, then they will. If a teacher wants to come and find me, then they will. No, they won't. Because they're out busy being, they're out there being productive individuals. So you want to find a mentor? You want to grow as an individual? You want to grow as a person? You need to put yourself in a position where that person has access to you. Yeah. And sometimes that means a little bit of discomfort. Sometimes it means a little bit of risk. Sometimes it means getting up off of your butt, off of your couch, and leaving that small little pond that you're in and taking a risk. But the risk is worth the reward. All right, I am back. Thank you very much for being a member of the Morning Mindset audience. Thank you very much for sharing the show, for leaving comments and all that good stuff. I am your host, Paul Markle, and I will talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.